Gimel Shvat, Friday the 23rd of January, Rabbi Doniel Schreiber, the fundamental difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Good morning. It's good to be back here learning with you again.
Thank you.
I have a fascinating idea about the nature of Shabbos and Yom Tov, whether they're fundamentally the same or fundamentally different, that I heard from my Rebbe Shlita, Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Shlita, Yisrael Refuah Shleima, when I was 18 years old. And when I heard this shiur, and by the way, it was a 3.5 hour shiur, but I was told I can only go 3 hours. No, half an hour. We'll condense it. But when I heard this shiur, it changed my Shabbos. I thought that I understood what the experience of Shabbos was about, but after this, my Shabbos was transformed, and frankly, I've been living this shiur every Shabbos since I was 18. And I hope that you're as excited and enthusiastic as I am about this year. So here's the basic question. When I typically would ask a person, let's say informally, do you feel that Shabbos and Yom Tov experience is the same? So usually you get differing opinions. Some people will say, it's basically the same. You dress nice, you eat a lot, you daven, this is a malacha, it's festive, you sing. And other people will say, no, it's different. Shabbos is Kviyah V'Kaima. Shabbos is basically every week, it's regular. Yom Tov, though, it's once in a while, it's so special. That's number one. Also, Yom Tov has mitzvahs hayom. Sukkah, you have the sukkahs, you have Arba Minim, Pesach, you have matzah, morah, there's special things that occur. Shabbos is basically the same thing, and generically it's the same thing as Yom Tov, except that Yom Tov has these extra mitzvahs hayom. So how do you give a proper answer? The proper answer has to come from going through the Makaros and seeing what the Torah and Chazal have to say to us. So let's begin with a pasuk from our parsha. What does our parsha tell us with regard to Yom Tov? So in Parsha's Bo, it's in Shmos, Perek Yubeis, pasuk Tezayin, it says, Uvayom harishon mikra kodesh, uvayom hashvi'i mikra kodesh yelachem, Komolacha lo ye osevohem, ach ashe ye achel lechol nefesh, hu levado ye ose lochem. It's a famous pasuk in our parasha with regard to Pesach, that this isur malacha on Pesach, on the first day and the last day, and there's also a heter of ochol nefesh. Now, at first glance, when you look at the pasuk, and the pasuk says, Komolacha lo ye osevohem, if I would be judging whether Shabbos and Yom Tov are fundamentally the same or not, sounds pretty similar to Lo Ta'aseh Kol Malacha. The Isser is Malacha. Malacha can't be done. Malacha can't be done on Shabbos. Malacha can't be done on Yom Tov. Malacha is Malacha. The Torah is not using a different terminology. Very similarly, if you look in Devarim, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Ches, it's in Parashas Re'eh. So again, in the context of Pesach, it says, Sheishes yomim tochal matzos, uvayom hashvi atzeres l'ashem elokecho, lo ta'ase melocha. It's a little more similar. But still the same idea, melocha is awesome. So if you would just stop here, based on these words in the Torah, melocha is also on Shabbos, melocha is also on Yom Tov, finished. There's also an interesting parallel, if you look in Vayikra, Perchav Gimel. Vayikra, Perchav Gimel brings down what's known as the Parshas HaMoadim. It's a list of the Moadim. Now, if someone told me that I was about to hear the list of the Moadim, I would say, what would be at the top of the list? What would probably be the first Chag on the list? Pesach. So let's see what it says. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor, Daber al bnei Yisrael v'amata lehem moadei Hashem asher tukrosom mikra kodesh elehem moadai. Here are the moadim. Here it comes. Sheishes yomim te'asim l'achov yom hashvi Shabbos, Shabboson, mikra kodesh, komalocha lo tasu, Shabbos yil Hashem b'chol mashu sechem. Shabbos is at the top of the list. And then the Torah continues in Pasuk Dalet with Pesach, and then it's Shavuos and Sukkot. So Shabbos is at the top of the list of the Moadim. That's why, by the way, we say in Kiddush tonight, we're going to say Ki Hu Yom Techila LeMikra Kodesh. It is the beginning of the Mikra Kodesh. That's this Pasuk of Mikra Perchav Yom. So, if again, I would judge just from the Psukim in the Torah, Shabbos is in the Parshas and the Moadim. It seems that the Torah is telling us very, very clearly that Shabbos and Yom Tov are fundamentally the same. They're not exactly the same, but they're fundamentally the same. Melach is also in Shabbos, Melach is also in Yom Tov. There's also another point. There's a Mishnah in Megillah. It's a famous Mishnah. It's the Mishnayos of the Ein Beins. It's in Zayin Amudeis. The Mishnah says, Ein Bein Shabbos L'Yom Tov Ela Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. There is no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, except for the fact on Yom Tov there's a heter of Ochel Nefesh, as we saw in our Parsha in Bo, Achashe Yochel Ochel Nefesh Hu Levado Ye'aseh Lachem. So again, here you have Chazal telling us, Kosh Malpeh telling us, that Shabbos and Yom Tov are fundamentally the same. Ein bein Shabbos l'Yom Tov el ochel nefesh b'vad. So it would seem that we could just close up the shiur, finished. We know Shabbos and Yom Tov are fundamentally the same. From the psukim that we saw, Melach is also in Shabbos, Melach is also in Yom Tov, Shabbos and Moadim are in the same parsha. The Chazal tells us, Ein bein Shabbos l'Yom Tov el ochel nefesh b'vad, Shabbos and Yom Tov are fundamentally the same, finished. But there are a number of problems with this thesis. Number one, Yom Tov has a heter of Ochel Nefesh. That seems pretty dramatic. That seems to point to a difference in the nature of Malacha, perhaps. That's what it seems. It seems symptomatic of something greater, perhaps. Number two, if you look in Vayikra, Perek Chav Gimel, I've been saying that Malacha is mentioned by Shabbos and Malacha is mentioned by Yontif. But in Vayikra Perek Chav Gimel, a different phrase is used for Yontif, and including Pesach. It says in Vayikra Perek Chav Gimel, Kol Meleches Avodah Lo Ta'asu. That's what it says by Yontif. By Pesach, Shavuot Sukkot, it says, Kol Meleches Avodah Lo Ta'asu. All of a sudden, we have a different turn of phrase. It's not the same. Malacha is also on Shabbos. Lo ta'aseh kol malacha, that we know. But on Yom Tov, all of a sudden, the Torah is telling us, kol malachas avodah. Malachas avodah is a different phrase than malacha. Why all of a sudden now is there a different phrase? Moreover, Shabbos, and this is the most dramatic, and this is a kasha on the Mishnah, in Megillah that we mentioned. The Mishnah says there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov except for Ochel Nefesh. Really? No difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Aside from some of the obvious differences that we mentioned, like mitzvahs hayom, on Yom Tov, etc. But there's a dramatic difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. If someone violates malacha on Shabbos, it's skila and it's kares. But if someone does malacha on Yom Tov, there's an isalav, it's malchus. There's a difference between life and death. Now, malchus is not a walk in the park, but it's not death. And to say, for the Mishnah to say, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov except Ochel Nefesh, the halacha doesn't seem to bear it out. It seems that the halacha of the Mishnah is really telling us, not axiologically, Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same, but rather in terms of listing. If I want to know, like the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, I want to know what I can do on Shabbos and Yom Tov, what I can't do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Mishnah tells me, it's a list. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov except Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. It's telling me a list. It's not telling me something fundamental about the nature of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Just giving me a good list. That's what it seems like. There's also another difference. Shabbos doesn't have the mitzvah of Simcha and Yom Tov does. Yom Tov is v'samachta b'chagecha. Shabbos, l'chora, doesn't have Simcha. There's no makor for the mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, apparently mafurish in the Torah. And moreover, there is a halacha that briskers love to bring to prove this point. On Yontif has this character trait that it's mevatel avelus. If someone's sitting shiva rachmon letzlan and Yontif comes in, so Yontif is mevatel the Simcha, mevatel the avelus. Because the Gemara says, "Asi simcha derabim, umevatel avelus diyachid." The simcha comes along and neutralizes and uproots the avelus of this person. Shabbos doesn't have that. That's not the din. Shabbos, we say, Avelis Mitzina continues. Shabbos is counted as one of the days of Avelis. Also, in Vayikra Perchav Gimel, which I quoted to you, that Shabbos is in the parsha of the Moadim, so it's a little misleading. You see, on the one hand, when you go through the Psukim, it does say that Shabbos is a Moed, and then it mentions Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. That's all true. But if you look carefully in the Psukim, the Torah is machalik. The Torah distinguishes and makes separate parshios. The Torah says, Hashem says to Moshe, Daber ben Yisrael, Amartel em Moadei Hashem. These are the Moadim, Shabbos. And then it says, Eile Moadei Hashem. These are the Moadim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot. So in a certain sense, it's two lists. These are the Moadim Shabbos. These are the Moadim Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. So within the Perichav Gimel, Shabbos and the other Yom Tovim are divided. So there seems to be some ambivalence here, even in the Psukim themselves. It's not so clear that the Shabbos and Yom Tov are the same from the Psukim. And finally, there's a Gemara in Makos, Tafal from a base, that says, Yesh Chiluk Melachos B'Shabbos, Ve'ein Chiluk Melachos B'Yom Tov. If someone would roll out of bed on Shabbos morning, and they know it's Shabbos, but they forget it's also to cook, and it's also to sew, and it's also to carry, and they do all the different malachos, so, and then they remember. So, let's say he did five different malachos, for example, behel and mechad, in one period of forgetfulness. So he has to bring five karbonos chatos, a karbon chatos for each and every malacha that he did. That's called chiluk malachos. Yontif doesn't have that. Yontif, we just couple everything together and we give him malchus. We never separate the malachas. So the thesis that we began this year with, that Shabbos and Yontif seem to be the same, now seems to be seriously challenged. So is there any way to solve and resuscitate that thesis? So maybe we could say as follows. Let's begin with Ochel Nefesh. We can say maybe the heter of Ochel Nefesh on Yontif, which is mentioned in our parsha, that heter of Ochel Nefesh maybe is something external to the day. Maybe it's not part of the malacha. Maybe it's not part of the definition of malacha, but there's some external factor that comes in and is matir the malachas of Ochel Nefesh. And indeed, this is a thesis of the Shagas Aryeh. Rabbi Leib Ginsberg wrote a sefer called The Shailos Veshuvah Shagas Aryeh, which is in a question-answer format. Nobody asked him the questions. He asked the questions himself. It was a pedagogical tool to get people interested. And he asked the question in Siman Kuf Beis in Dinei Rosh Hashanah. He wanted to know the following. Is there simcha on Rosh Hashanah or not? On the one hand, it's a moed. On the other hand, it's Yom Adin. So he said, I'm convinced that there is simcha on Rosh Hashanah. How so? Because we all know there's a heter of Ochel Nefesh on Rosh Hashanah. And it's impossible that we could cook on Rosh Hashanah unless there's simcha. Simcha, he says, is doche, the isurim of Ochel Nefesh. In other words, it almost sounds like an asei doche los asei. The asei of simcha comes along and is doche, the isurim of Ochel Nefesh. And that's why. So Shabbos doesn't have simcha. Okay, we have to get back to that distinction. But maybe Shabbos and Yontif are basically the same. Except the Yontif has this extra din of simcha that happens to be Mevatel and Docha, the Yisurim of Ochel Nefesh. Also, maybe, who says the Psukim in Vayikra Chav Gimel that says, Komalechet Avadolo Tasu, who says those the Yikra Psukim? Maybe our Parsha's Bo, that says, Komalecha Lo Yesubem, or in Devarim, this is lotase malacha, that with regard to Yontif. Maybe those psukim, that formulation, when it says malacha, maybe that's the ikar. And how would you explain komaleches avodah in Vayikra Chav Gimel? Why is that turn of phrase? Because maybe that's an expression of after the fact. Once we know that there's a heter v'ochel nefesh in our parsha, then later on, when we describe what's asur on Yontif, memela, meleches avoda is what's asur. But really, fundamentally, meleches asur, but comes along the heter of simcha. Simcha, the mitzvah of simcha is doche, the isurim of ochel nefesh. And then what's left is meleches avoda. Maybe that's the explanation. Now, indeed, this seems to be the understanding of the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, Rambam says, "Kum alocha shechayiv in aleha b'shabbes, im osa osa b'yontov shelo l'tzarach achila loke echutz min ha-hotza mirshus l'rishus v'avara, shebitach shehutra l'hotza b'yontov l'tzarach achila, hutra shelo l'tzarach achila." In other words, the Rambam says that basically, every malacha that's osur on Shabbos is osur on Yontif, except for the ochel nefesh malachos. Now, it sounds very much like the Mishnah Megillah, but the Rambam, it doesn't give merely lists. The Rambam is also a conceptual sefer. It's not just a mere list of svarim, a list of halachos, but it's also a conceptual sefer that tells us what the Rambam thinks about the conceptual nature of halacha. And if he says everything that's also in Shabbos is also in Yontif, that seems to place them in a similar vein. And indeed, the Beis Yosef in Siman Tov Tzadihei in Or HaChaim says that what is the Rambam thinking? The Rambam's thinking that just like it says in Devarim, and the truth is it should be the same thing in our Parsha and Parshas Bo, that the turn of phrase is used as malacha with regard to Pesach. The Rambam believes that that creates a hekesh. The Beis Yosef creates this hekesh for the Rambam. And he says, the Rambam believes that just like melacha is also on Yontif, we're makishit to Shabbos, that melacha of Shabbos and Yontif are exactly the same. And so, the Rambam would say, everything that's also in Shabbos is also on Yontif, except for the special heter of Ochel Nefesh. The Ramban al HaTorah disagrees. The Ramban al HaTorah says, then in his opinion, the Iker psukim are in Vayikra Perchav Gimel. When it says, Komaleches Avodolo Ta'asu, that's the Iker phrase, and really Maleches Avoda is different than Malacha on Shabbos. They're different phrases. The Ramban says, if Hashem wanted to tell us the same thing with regard to Shabbos Yontif, he would use the same phrase all the time. But the Parshas are more than, this is the Parsha of Mo'adim. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Maleches Avoda, clearly, Malacha on Yontif and Malacha on Shabbos are different laundry lists. There are Lamed HaSavos Malachas on Shabbos. That we know from the Mishnayos and Shabbos. The Mishnayos and Shabbos give us that list. But on Yontif, go find the list of all the Malachas on Yontif. You're not going to find the list. The closest you're going to get is the Mishnah and Megillah that says that Ein Bein Shabbos Yontif Halachol Nefesh Bilvav. But there's no list of Malachos on Yontif. And the Ramban argues that list is a different list than Shabbos. Fundamentally, it's a different list. It's a Malachos Avoda list. Shabbos is a Malacha list. Yontif is a Malachos Avoda list. And what about our Parsha? Bo? The Ramban says, Malacha here is Lav Dafka. Doesn't really mean it. It doesn't mean the Malacha like in the Shabbos sense. It's Malachos Avoda, really. Now let's get to the following question. Basically, what have we seen? We've seen, until this point, that we possibly could resuscitate the idea that Shabbos and Yontif are fundamentally the same. The questions that we had raised can be neutralized. But now comes a very, very tough question. Shabbos has the onesh, the punishment of skila and karis. Yontif is malchus. I mean, how do you get around that? To say that Shabbos and Yontif are fundamentally the same, but you get killed on one and the other get Malchus, that's a hard sell to say they're basically the same. So there are two suggestions that we can do to minimize the distinction between the onshim. One way to say it is that who says that a more chomer onesh, even though it's a difference between life and death, but who says the more chomer onesh necessarily means that the Yisurim are totally different? For example, Isur Dam. There are two types of Isur Achilas Dam. We can't eat blood, but there are two types of blood that we cannot eat. One type is Dam Shanefesh Yotzaspo. At the time of Shechita, so the blood that emerges from the Beis HaShechita, from the Makom of the Shechita, that blood, if someone consumes that blood, is Chayv Karas. But if a person has a different type of blood, what's called Dam Evarim, that's Parish Mimakom Lamakom, there's blood inside the limbs of the animal that move. So it's Nisa Doraisa to consume that blood. That's why we do Malicha or Tzli. So the Shail is what? You're saying they're not the same as Yisur Dam? No, they're both Yisur Dam, Just one's more chomer than the other, one could argue. So maybe the parallel to that is Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif are both Isser Malacha, just Shabbos is more chomer than Yontif. It could be. There's another possibility. The Klei Chemda, in the beginning of Parshas Bo, the Klei Chemda is Rameir Dan Plotsky. This is what he writes. Fascinating approach to this Shaila. He says, Dihine ha-hevdel bein Shabbos liyomtif. Here's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. The Shabbos niskadesh b'kedushas Hashem yisparach. Who's Makadi Shabbos? Rabbanu Shlomo. Omnam Yontif based in who the Makad Shile. Yontif is a certain sense man-made. Based in does. Ulezos kevan de kocho shel Shabbos al yedei kedushas Hashem yisparach bi'atzmo. Lochein. Chayiv Misa Mishim Chalas HaShabbos. Therefore, you have a Chayiv Misa because the Kedusha was created by the Rabban Shalom. Someone does Malacha and violates that Kedusha, then he's Chayiv Misa. Ava Yontif, to who Rak Mikach based, Ein HaChayiv Misa Legamre El Malchus. The Klei Chemda understands two things. First of all, why would Yontif be less chomer than Shabbos, because Yontif is a bit man-made. And number two, Malchus is a form of death. He calls it Ein Hachiv Misa Lagamre. It's not total death. Because when you think about it, what occurs in Malchus? Malchus basically means we bring in a doctor, and we assess how much the person can take. What will kill him? We pull it back a little bit, one lash, and we don't kill him. So in other words, what do? We bring this person to the brink of death. So this is Ein Hachiyuv Misa Lagamre. So according to the Klei Chemda, basically what we've done is we've bridged and diminished the gap between the onshim of Skila and Malchus. They're close cousins. So we've continued to resuscitate this thesis. Shabbos may indeed be the same. Maybe the Shabbos is more chomer. Now, what about Simcha on Yontif, but not on Shabbos? So, I mean, it seems there is no Simcha on Shabbos. That's what it seems like. However, can we minimize the distinction between Shabbos and Yontif in this regard? So, I have a few suggestions. Number one, maybe Simcha on Yontif is an external factor. Maybe it's a subject of Karbonos, the Shami Chagiga, but it's not part of the essence of the Yom, perhaps. But I think a better answer is the following. Maybe Shabbos does have Simcha. Who says Shabbos doesn't have Simcha necessarily? Let's think about it, for example. This is the first idea. It's not a raya, but it certainly raises the possibility. In Zmiros, we say, Menucha v'simcha or la yudin. We say, Hamas ablin bo'ochor nisogim ki yom smachosu u'sesam cheinid. We use Simcha v'malchusucha. We mention Simcha on Shabbos. We do mention it. But, I don't know, it's necessarily a raya, but certainly it means that we have to research this a little bit better. But probably the best raya is a pasuk in Bahaloscha. The Torah says, Uviyom simchaschem uvmo'adechem uvarashechachechem. On your joyous days, on your festivals, and your Rosh Chodeshes. So what are these joyous days? Yom simchaschem. So the Sifrei says, the Sifrei is the Medrash of the Tanoim, and the Sifrei says, Elu HaShabbosos. Yom Simchaschem El Shabbos. He says it. There you go. So, I don't understand now. Now, if there is Simcha on Shabbos, so why is it only Simcha of Yontif is Mevatel Avelos, but Shabbos isn't? Why is Shabbos part of Avelos? So it could be that maybe the Simcha of Shabbos is different than the Simcha of Yontif. It could be Simcha Yontif is Mechayevas. Simcha Mechayevas. We have to bring Shami Chagiga, Shami Simcha. But Shabbos, you don't have to do those things. Rather, Shabbos is a Yom Simchaschem. As a day, is defined as a happy day. What do we have to do? It's a Simcha Ma'akevas. Meaning, don't stare the day. Don't ruin the day. We just shouldn't do something to ruin the day of Shabbos. So maybe that's a different type of Simcha. Or alternatively, maybe it's a grade B simcha. Maybe just get quantitative. Maybe Yontif, you turn up the volume really high on the simcha. Shabbos is a lower volume, perhaps. Okay, in any event, it seems that Shabbos and Yom Tov, even if they both have Simcha, it seems that the Simcha of Shabbos should be different or less. But they still now would be close cousins, and again we've resuscitated the theme of Shabbos and Yom Tov being similar, maybe fundamentally the same, even though with some distinctions. So, once a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, of the Griz, spoke with Rav Avadya Yosef, Zatzal, on this topic, and Rav Avadya Yosef said, you brought a raya from Avelos that Shabbos doesn't have the same type of simcha as Yom Tov. And he had tremendous bekiyus. He said, there's a Yushami in Moed Katan, Perek Aleph, at the end of Halacha Hey, that says that really, Shabbos is just like Yom Tov in this regard. Shabbos is also Mevatel Avelos Lagamra. Except that Chazal wanted us to keep Shiva. They want us to have Shiva Shimei Avelos, so they superimpose Avelos on top on Shabbos. Because Shabbos comes every 7 days. It's impossible to have Shiva if Shabbos is every 7 days. So really, Shabbos isn't fundamentally the same. This Talmud said, oh my goodness, he ran back to his Rebbe, the Brisker Rav, to ask him, we bring a raya from this, that Shabbos doesn't have the same type of simcha as Yom Tov. What are you going to say about this Yishami? And the story goes, is brought down in the Yalkut Yosef, the Brisker Rav passed away. The Talmud didn't have a chance to ask his Rebbe. A number of years ago, I spoke with my Rebbe, Rav Lichtenstein Shlita. We were at a chasana, and there was a pause, and I had some time with him, and I asked him, this child? And I said, what do we do with this Yushalmi? So he said, okay. He said, it can be a machlokas bavli in Yushalmi. It's not the first time, won't be the last. It's machlokas bavli in Yushalmi. But the shaila is, according to Yushalmi, that there is the same mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos as on Yom Tov, if that's true, then why isn't the Simcha of Shabbos mevatel bishul on Shabbos? Why isn't Mevatel Melachas Olchon Nefesh on Shabbos? According to the Chagas Ayah, it does it on Yom Tov. Why doesn't it do it on Shabbos? So Rav Lichtenstein answered, he said, it's clear. Because we say, Asay Doch Elos Asay, but only Belos Asay Greidah. A regular law. Malchus. But Ein Asay Doch Elos Asay Sheish Bo Kares. An Asay cannot be Mevatel Elav Chomor. It's just a stringent law on Shabbos. The Skila, etc. So basically what we have over here is, we've mentioned reasons to distinguish between Shabbos and Yom Tov, and reasons to justify an equation, at least fundamentally, between Shabbos and Yom Tov. And I'm going to conclude with the following Kiddush from my Rebbe. Rav Lichtenstein said that he was convinced that Shabbos and Yom Tov are fundamentally different. And he said the Raya would be from the following. The first time the Torah really talks about Shabbos as a parsha is in Yisro. It says Zocher es Yom Hashabbos l'kadsho sheish shamim tavod v'sisa kol melachtecha Yom Hashvi Shabbos l'Hashem Elokecha lo tasa kol melacha, etc. Ki sheish shamim asa Hashem es Hashemayim v'sa aretz, etc. Vayonach v'yom Hashvi Alkim berach Hashem es Yom Hashabbos v'yikadshayim. In other words, it says in the Aseres Hadibros in Yisro that we have to keep Shabbos and not do melacha because Hashem created the world in 6 days and He rested from Malacha, from creation, on the seventh day. That's all it says. It doesn't mention the Onesh in Yisro, and it doesn't mention anything about our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam on Shabbos in Yisro. It doesn't mention anything. And then we have to wait from Yisro to Mishpatim, and then Truma, and to Tzavah, and finally we get to Kisisa. Many parashios later. And what does it say in Kisisa? It's in Shmos Perek Lamed Aleph. It says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe leimor, v'ata daber el bnei Yisrael leimor, ach eshab susai tishmaru, ki osi b'ni v'neichem ledorasechem ledas kini Hashem mechadishchem." Shabbos all of a sudden is talked about again, and it's mentioned that it's an os, it's a sign between us and Hashem. There's a relationship between us and God on Shabbos. And then it says, "Mechalel motzimos." It mentions an onesh. And then it says, "V'shamu b'nei Yisrael Shabbos l'asos Shabbos l'dosam brisolam." Shabbos is a covenant between us and the Ribono Shel Olam. All of a sudden, here in Kisisa, the Ribono Shel Olam is telling us all these ideas, these unbelievable ideas about Shabbos. That Shabbos is a covenant between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a sign that there's a chiyuv of skila and kares. So Rav Lichtenstein asks, obvious question: why did the Ribono Shel Olam wait all the way to here? Why not say all these ideas in Yisro, in the Aseres HaDibros? Why divide up these ideas? So he answered, because Truma and Tetzav and Kisisa are the parshios of Hakamas HaMishkan. And Mishkan is the process of Hashras HaShchina. It's the process of convening the presence, the divine presence, in the dimension of space, of Makom. And it's an unbelievable chiddush that there should be halachos that relate to this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do this. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us one more chiddush in Hashras HaShchina. Not only can Hashem convene His divine presence in the dimension of space, but also in the dimension of time, in Zman. And that's why Shabbos is right in the middle of all this discussion of HaKamas HaMishkan. And therefore what's occurring here is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dwelling within the dimension of time. And now we understand something. If Melacha is done on Shabbos, why does he get Misa? Why do you get skila? So the pasuk actually says it in Kisisa, mechalaleh mosimos, because of chilul. The malacha, the misa doesn't come from the avera, because he violated the law. It's not for the law violation. It's not an isra, it's not a maisa. The onish isn't on the maisa. The onish is on the totsah. It's on the result. It's on the chilul. Yontif, we don't talk about Chil Yontif. It's not part of our parlance. There's some that discuss this and talk this way, but generally it's not part of our lexicon. We don't speak about Chil Yontif. Chil Shabbos. Yontif doesn't have this dimension. Beis HaMikdash has the same thing. Beis HaMikdash has Ashras Hashkin. Hashem dwells there, and if someone walks in and he's Tamei, what does it say? Nichrasa HaNefesh. Ki es Mikdash Hashem Timei. He defiled it. So, we understand that Shabbos and Yontif are fundamentally different. Shabbos is a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings His divine presence into the time with us. We're so close to the Ron Shalom. Yontif is a holy day, but it's not a day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings His divine presence. We go to Him. We have to go to the Beis HaMikdash to visit with the Ron Shalom. We do. We can have interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in the Mikdash. On Shabbos, Hashem comes to us. And so, I hope that this enhances our Shabbos and understand that we are walking around in a mikdash in time on Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.